So it's not just logic, but also ethics. Ethics demands also the existence of God. Ethical behavior and standards do not merely demand the belief in God, but presuppose his existence. All non-Christian ethical systems of thought are fraught with problems that disqualify them from consideration as a code of ethical conduct. This is one of the
I was going to say in the book, he gives us several examples of this, right? We don't have the time to get into this. This is not just an empty statement. He gives us examples of this.
Right. And Dr. Anderson says this is one of his favorite forks that he takes for it. You would think, big name philosopher, he's going to take the laws of logic or maybe the scientific necessity. But no, he says the moral consideration, the ethical demands that demand that God exists is the one that hits people the most, because you can always say, well, why is that the case? Why do you say, and like all good arguments, it always goes back to Nazism. But why was Hitler wrong? Why were what the Nazis did bad? Well, because it violated the ethics of the time and place. Well, okay, but what about the time and place of Germany in that time? Well, just certain people didn't like it. So, this was the critique that I have of Stein in his debate with Bonson was, well, okay, just draw the circle out bigger and encompass the whole universe. Why did you draw a circle around, the Northern European powers of the time to say, oh, this is ethical because there are more nations that look down upon Germany at the time? We'll just draw it out and say that there exists a meta ethic within the universe. Why can't you do that? Or why do you stop at the continent? Why not go to the country and say, oh no, it was perfectly ethical for them. It was perfectly fine, and we can't say anything about it. But here, the moral standards can be obligatory only if their source is a person who deserves absolute obedience and reveals his will to human beings. We have to know them. How do we know them? By God's revelation, both in general revelation. Romans 2, even the heathens out there, they order their system through ethical means and they hold themselves accountable to an objective standard or a standard, and they even violate those things. Okay, so God reveals to us an ultimate standard within specific revelation through his word, and one of our objectives is to tell others about how to live the best ethical life possible, and that's through the Christian worldview.
Exactly. And notice, morality is just like logic. It works the same way, right? Morality is first based on God's nature, not just what his commands are, but who he is, right? Not some arbitrary fiat, right? Nor some principle that's even independent of God, right? God could not will that cruelty is good, for cruelty, notice, is not good, right? It is incompatible with who God is, with his nature. And so, when people argue about the divine command theory, well, that's not a Christian concept with regard to the source of morality, right? And morality doesn't come because of what God commands. God commands it because that's who he is. That's part of his nature. That's, part of his existence. And so when I say that ethics demands, Frame tells us, and indeed requires God, he says, I do not mean that atheists and agnostics never recognize moral standards, right? They can recognize moral standards. In fact, to a certain extent, live up to them. But he says his contention is that an atheist or agnostic is not able to give an adequate reason for believing in absolute moral principles, right? They say, well, because pleasure, we have to make, the greatest pleasure has to, well, why? Why is that the greatest good? Why? Mm-hmm. Why does that allow for, maybe it's human flourishing. Well, why is it just based on humans? Why can't it be based on any other kind of, ants, whatever, right?
Yeah. Or altruism. So
point, yeah. Yeah. And so his point is, there's not an adequate reason for believing in absolute moral principle outside of those moral principles being grounded in the nature of God. And so this issue, again, gets us back to that grounding problem, right? What grounds logic? What grounds ethics and morality? And the tag argument is saying that and nature of God grounds these things.
Right. Right. Again, not arbitrary, not based on some other principles, not by fiat. So, you know, even there, the best Christian is against the Federal Reserve System because we're against fiat currency.